Torah Kedoshah teaches us about the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, and as the Torah tells the Kohanim of their obligation to offer bracha to Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says the words "Kais Vachas Bnei Yisrael Em Lahem." In the Farshe, HaTorah asks, the pasuk says, "Why is it necessarily for the Torah to say the word Em Lahem? And if there is a need to say it, shouldn't it be said Imru Lahem? You should say Imru Lahem. We should say the bracha. What is it meant by saying Em Lahem?" The sefer Chashav LaToiva from the Alexander Rebbe attempts to answer this question. He says, in a way of introduction, that whenever the Torah uses the word Moshe, it speaks about our mind, our thoughts. When the Torah uses the word Aaron, it speaks about our lave, our heart. And when the Torah uses the word V'nei Yisrael, it speaks about our Avarim, our organs, that are here all to serve Hashem. So he says, what the Pasuk means to say is Dabal Aaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to speak to Aaron, to our heart. Velbonov, those are our Avarim. What we should tell every person, what every person, every Jewish person, to recognize that in the heart of every Jew, there is much bracha, and there's much place for bracha. But in order for that bracha to be able to become fulfilled, we have to have B'nai Yisrael. We have to do what is necessary to be done, that bracha that is there should be able to manifest yourself. Koy Savarchas B'nai Yisrael. We are to speak to the hearts and bodies of Klal Yisrael, Emelahem, and to tell them, examine yourself, look at yourself, and be people who are able to receive that bracha. And if you're able to receive, and if you live that way, then the bracha that's there will be on you. And perhaps that also is something that I saw from the Satmar Rebbe that he explains in this pasuk. We know that we say the Berachas Kohanim, Yerech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yosha Panav Eilecha V'Yichunecha, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Yoseim L'cha Shalim. And the Mefarshim ask that we're speaking direct to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're davening and saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should branch Klal Yisrael. You should bring peace to Klal Yisrael. You should bring all the brachas to Klal Yisrael. So we should be saying, Barchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bless them. Shomrem, watch them. Why do we say Yivarech Hashem V'Yishmerecha, etc.? So he quotes a Gemara Masechta Tanis Daf Chesam Abeis that says, B'mei Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni have a kafna umusna. In the time of Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni, there was a terrible pandemic. People were starving and people were dying. Amri, and they asked him, Hechi Nevel, exactly what should we do? The boy Rachmi Atarti, should we daven for both, that the pandemic of death should die, the hunger should stop, says the Gemara. The halacha is that we're not allowed to daven for two things. Amalur Shmuba Nachmeni, the boy Rachmi Akafna. He says, Davin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should end the hunger. The Kayav Rachmana Sava, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring enough economic wealth to the world, L'chai Hu Diyava. Then Rashi explains, L'chaim V'lov V'meisi. Then in maybe Sava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't bring all of this abundance, K'delem Hemis Be'odom, that they shouldn't have what to do because they're dying with, they shouldn't have what to do with it because they're passing away. He's going to bring it to them today, Shiyichu. So what we see from here is that the Gemara is teaching us that we're not allowed to be mispalel for two things at the same time. And yet, we find now in Birchus Kahanim that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of these brachas, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, etc., all the brachas that one can only imagine for, imagine for Avir. And yet, how can we do so when we can't daven for more than one thing at a time? So the answer is, if we were davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we were saying, Baruch Hem Shomrim, you bench them, you bless them, you watch them, you give them shalom, we indeed have this issue. But we're speaking to Klal Yisrael, and we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the members of Klal Yisrael, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, in every one of us, there is bracha. And in every one of us, there's the capacity to receive all the bracha in the world. What we need to do is to, and that's what the Kohanim serve as the conduit, to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what happens is that the bracha that's already there, the bracha that's with us and in us, will be able to manifest itself. And therefore, we're not being misspelled for many tefillahs. We're just coming to a status that we are ready and able to be blessed. The Medrash on this pasuk says, "Mehechon zochu Yisrael birkas kahanim." From where the Klal Yisrael, how were Klal Yisrael able to be worthy to receive the birkas kahanim? Rav Nachman Amar miYitzchak. So Rav Nachman says the schus of Yitzchak Avinu. Shenema, the pasuk says regarding Yitzchak Avinu by the Kedah, Vaniva Nelchat Koi. The Tosuk uses the word Koi, and that's why our parasha, the parasha Brikas Bichanim, begins with the words Koi Savarcha Es Bnei Yisrael. So we see from all people the connection for Bracha, the capacity for Bracha is from Yitzchak. Why Yitzchak more than any of the other of us? Perhaps what Yitzchak demonstrated in his behavior and his ability to be ready to go, to be Moisa Nefesh, to go on the Akedah, what Yitzchak demonstrated is the greatness that exists in every one of us. And that greatness could lead to a person being ready, like Yitzchak, to be Moisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When somebody demonstrates the capacity to show greatness, to show Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the time and place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on him bracha. And that's what the Medrash means to tell us. Yitzchak, who demonstrated and showed the ability of greatness, the ability to show Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one that has and is ready and is able and is the one to receive all the bracha. That's why the Torah says, when we will live a life of Mesiris Nefesh v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, of true connection to Hashem, then we will indeed be zeicha to Kais of Archas Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow on us all the bracha.